Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, Tara Pickens, about required orientation sessions for area high school students who plan to take classes at the Regional Center in the fall. The school year is winding down. With that, people need to start thinking ahead for the next fall school year. What are some of the things that high school students in particular need to be thinking about?
Yeah, this is a really busy time for our high school students. Right now, they are, if they're planning to do the Kirkwood College Credit and High School Experience next academic year, they're really starting to narrow down their choices to which academy experience they plan on enrolling in, and then also be planning to attend one of our upcoming mandatory orientation events.
And when are those orientation events?
We have three separate dates planned, April 18th, April 25th, and also May 2nd. On each date, we've organized the event dependent upon specific academies. So a student, for instance, if they want to do our network and computer support specialist, they would come on the 18th. And then at these events, this is just a really great way for students to learn more about the academy program that they're considering. As well as, we just want to make sure that all of our students and parents alike are informed of what the expectation will be of them as a college student, attendance, the rigor of the classes, the demands of the homework, and how much time they should be spend studying, and so on.
And these are for parents as well?
Yeah, we highly recommend that parents attend with their students for a couple different reasons. Of course, we have some forms, certain things that parents need to sign off on, but it's also great for the parents to hear that same message that we're sharing with their student the exact same time that their student is hearing it. Sometimes parents will process things a little bit differently than their high school senior or junior, so it's great to have both sets on board at the same time.
And if people go to an orientation session and decide maybe they need to wait a year, is that okay?
Absolutely. Our high school students are not committed to their schedules yet for next year. Students still have until May 15th to kind of figure it out and determine if this is going to be a good fit for them. So I would actually encourage any student and parent that's considering this experience for next year to attend the appropriate orientation date. It's a great way for them to attend, find out more, learn more about the experience, and really to determine if it's going to be a good fit for them or not. If they attend and they decide, you know what, I'm not ready, I'm going to wait one more year, that's great. It's better that they determine that before they actually get into those classes.
And what is the cost for these classes for these high school students?
You know, it's just a wonderful opportunity for the high school students. The students are offered these courses at no cost. So by enrolling in these concurrent credit courses, not only are they earning college credit, they're also earning high school credit that goes back to their high school graduation requirements, and they're doing so without incurring any college debt.
So it's a great way to try some of those classes and decide what you really want to do before you graduate high school.
Exactly. I mean, the no cost is just a great benefit, but really the main reason why students are attending is that career exploration piece to determine while they're in high school, what are they interested in, what are they good at, and kind of help better define what their post-secondary life is going to look like.
And since the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center has the new facility, over the last few years, are you seeing more enrollment from the high school age?
Yeah, it's been holding pretty steady. We usually are enrolling a little over 200, 225-ish each year, and then each fall and spring term, the enrollment numbers will fluctuate slightly. But it's usually right around that 200, a little bit over mark.
And in closing, can you remind us again when those orientation sessions are?
Yeah, we have three dates, all held on Wednesday evenings, April 18th, April 25th, May 2nd. The dates are posted on KCII's community calendar. They're also posted on Kirkwood's, our Washington Regional website, which is kirkwood.edu/Washington Regional. We do encourage RSVP, not required, but if you want to call the center here to let us know if you're coming, we would appreciate that.
And will these be held at the center or at the high school?
These will be here at the Kirkwood Washington County Regional Center.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, Tara Pickens, speaking about required orientation sessions for area high school students who plan on taking concurrent credit classes. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.